Shy High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to windswept and chilly Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's the finale of the Big Rivers Conference season. Your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals against the Eau Claire North Huskies. Caleb Swenson filling in for Mark Halverson along with Lucas Reisinger. Second game in as many nights between these two teams, Lucas, and Chi High comes into this game as the undisputed Big Rivers Conference champions. With that win last night, they secure the conference win for the 19th time in the last, I believe, 27 seasons. And in the last 27 seasons, they have been first or second in the BRC every year. It's just an incredible tradition of excellence.
Yeah, Jared's favorite line, Coach Jared Faraday, his favorite line is tradition never graduates. Yeah. And it doesn't seem... it seems like they just reload year after year.
Never rebuild, just reload. And it's not... as easy as it may sound to have this run of dominance again and again. It takes, again, a program being built up, youngsters coming into this program and biding their time, waiting for their turn, and then being ready when their name and number is called.
And Chippewa Falls, for the longest time, softball has been one of their premier sports. The diamond sports are really strong in Chippewa Falls. A lot of kids playing youth ball, both in Chippewa and Halley. And it's something that Chippewa really hangs their hat on.
We're looking forward to this one between Chi High and Eau Claire North. We'll take a quick break and be back with head coach Jared Faraday. It's our conversation with Coach brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about getting the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. We're back right after this.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Welcome back to Lady Cardinal Countdown here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Conference finale for your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals, champions this year of the Big Rivers Conference, as they'll face off for the second time against the Eau Claire North Huskies, here with head coach Jared Faraday. And coach, of course, securing that undisputed championship last night, that's obviously one of the first goals that you set forth this season, is to repeat as conference champs.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, every year, right, that's kind of your goal, is win a conference title. And, you know, the girls, you know, really, I mean, we were 1-1 after 1 week, and we've kind of run the table since. And, you know, just a lot of hard work by the girls, and, you know, it shows. And so they, you know, have done a really good job of taking care of business in the Big Rivers this year, and, you know, put ourselves in that good position to win the title.
Now, again, you need to be sharp going into one-and-done time, which comes up next week. It's such a short season. So what are you looking for this week, these final last couple games, saying, hey, here's how we can be at our sharpest?
I think consistency, you know, in all areas, right? I mean, our pitching and our defense have been pretty consistent all year, I would say, overall. You know, I think it's on the hitting part where we're probably looking to try to be a little more consistent. And, you know, it shows when you look at some of the scores against games. And, you know, we got to do a little better job of producing runs, getting big two-out hits, right? We left some runners on last night. You know, it was 1-1 in the sixth, but I think we had left nine people on or something. So, I mean, you have to get two-out hits in softball. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, finally there in the sixth, we got a couple big hits. But, yeah, so hopefully, you know, we're going to keep looking for that. And then, you know, for our pitching and our defense to stay doing really what they've done most of the year.
Coach, we've enjoyed watching guys this year. We're looking forward to the tournament as well, but hopefully starting off with the season sweep of North here tonight.
It sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Jared Faraday, Lady Cardinals Countdown on WOGO Sports. Welcome back to Lady Cardinal.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
I just want to... It doesn't have a wall on there, so I just wanted to...
We can do 3 minutes again here, Train.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch 6 different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Getting ready for this one between Chi High and Eau Claire North. It's now time for the Wasgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wasgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. It's a chilly one here today. High of 53 degrees today. That's what we're at currently. 53 degrees, cloud cover, overcast here at Casper. Just a 10% chance of precipitation for the next several hours. That's your Wasgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wasgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wasgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right after this, we'll get Lucas's thoughts on the Toyson Ford keys to the game. That's in a moment on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson. Right now at Toyson Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wärtsilä Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
It's time for softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Trayton Hoyne back at our WOGO home base in Hallie is our audio producer, video producer, Sam Aberle getting us set up, and then yours truly trying to keep things running smoothly throughout this one. Caleb Swenson, Lucas Risinger with you on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lucas. Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chance to get a season sweep against a team that normally plays it pretty tough in Eau Claire North. What's Jai High need to do here today?
I think first and foremost, deal with this, the weather conditions.
Yeah.
Not ideal by any means. But other than that, two words for you. Early and often. It took a while for the Cards to get after it yesterday.
Yeah.
They need to get there early and sustain that energy throughout the game.
Delaney Barrow. In the circle for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Facing the 12-10 Eau Claire North Huskies, a team they beat 4-1 last night.
Kosterman leading off for the Huskies really sets a nice tone at the top of the Huskies order here.
The shortstop, Abby Kosterman, number 6. Looking maybe to step into a slap. Strike instead from Delaney Barrow. Barrow looks home behind the dish. Lauren Shepard. Upstairs, ball 2.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb, Kosterman's a sophomore?
You know, I honestly was looking for that information and haven't found it yet. So I will trust your word. This one is sent to Georgia Romanowski. She guns to first. And it's just no contest when Georgia gets that ball in playable position.
Yeah, and Kosterman really hustling down the line there, too. She's a fast player, and Georgia made that look rather routine.
Georgia, of course, made the cutoff and that great throw last night. Play at the plate. Shepard with the catch, laid down the tag, and ended it. Hit foul right along the first base line, and Lauren Shepard waiting for it to go foul, and it never did.
It was, from my vantage point, it was right on the chalk, which would mean a fair ball.
That's Addie Parker, the left fielder number 23, who right now is standing at first. As the officials will get together. And we're going to save it first.
That is the correct call there. I can see it pretty clearly from here right on the white. Man, you couldn't have rolled it out there any better than that.
So Parker bunts her way aboard. That brings up Delaney Helen, the third baseman. Helen takes strike 1 from her fellow Delaney Barrow. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 0-1 pitch, and that is tipped backward. Lauren Shepard will retrieve it. One on, one out here in the top of the first from a chilly Casper Park. We have your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Lifted foul. We'll stay at 0-2. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Upstairs, 1-2. Delaney Barrow on the season has not got a lot of innings, but she's pitched effectively when she has. And Chehalich swinging a miss, and there's the first strikeout of the day.
Took a little bit off
Delaney
that one.
Barrow.
Not sure it was a changeup, but just something a little bit slower than what she has been throwing.
Brings up Hadley Sullivan, center fielder, with two away.
I believe Hadley Sullivan was the player who was, fortunately for the Cardinals, gunned down at the plate to end the game. She was, came in as a pinch runner, a courtesy runner.
Swing and a miss. 1-1.
One of the many freshmen on North's varsity team.
And young, talented squad for Coach Fitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Bear out in front there. One ball, two strike count. Fouled back by Sullivan, staying alive in this at-bat against Delaney Barrow. Olivia Neumuller, the catcher, is up next, where Sullivan can reach. Two outs, one on. Barrow, the 1-2 pitch. That one is hit towards second. The throw to first in plenty of time from Amundson to Geist, and that'll end the inning. One on, one stranded. We head to the bottom of the first. Our score, Chippewa Falls nothing, Eau Claire North nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Half an inning complete here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Lucas Reisinger with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. As per usual, Georgia Romanowski leads it off for the Lady Cardinals. The lefty with great speed coming out of the box.
Yeah, I don't know which one she does faster, throwing or running. I don't know.
By the way, it's a blink of an eye. Emma Goldbach, number 11, is in the circle for Eau Claire North. North in dark navy with the powder blue numerals, white lettering, powder blue pinstripes. Strike one against Georgia Romanowski. Upstairs, 1-1. Windswept Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's been a rather chilly season. One ball, one strike count. It's Romanowski.
Spring softball in Wisconsin.
That's exactly.
But I tell you what, Georgia Romanowski out there, no long sleeves on. Just going with the short sleeves.
That's a Wisconsin kid if I've ever seen one. One ball, two strike count. And low, ball two from Emma Goldbach. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. More in a moment. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Wow. That was a tough one to take for Georgia Romanowski in the first strikeout of the game for Emma Goldbach.
I think Goldbach was able to find the bottom of the zone there. Hopefully we see the ump call it both ways throughout the game.
So that'll bring up Lauren Shepherd with a 500 average and a 625 OBP. Lauren takes a called strike. Lauren leads the team with 25 RBIs. Laney Hankelman up next. Goldbach the pitch. Called strike again. She's found the spot so far. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Ball in low, 1-2. She was looking for that same placement each time on those first three pitches.
Yeah. That one she might have even taken a little bit more off. That was more of a true changeup there.
Lauren Shepard, senior catcher, Winona State commit. Ball low evens it at 2-2 for Lauren. Facing Emma Goldbach. Lillian Snett, the pitcher last night in that 4-1 Cardinals victory. She's at first today. 2-2 count, the pitch. Lauren lines it right past second base for a base hit.
Yep, taking that change up, waiting back on it and driving it straight up the middle.
And that 500 average is no fluke. Lainey Hankelman will come to the plate. 441 average, a 524 OBP. He's driven in 20. Cameron Custer is out there to run. And she's got some good speed, Cameron does.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think she scored first to home yesterday on a double, maybe.
So Lainey Hankelman, Chi High Jr., with a runner at first. Just one out. Takes ball one. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 1-0 pitch. Lainey fouls it off over the Eau Claire North dugout along the first baseline, 1-1.
Yeah, this is definitely the part of the Chippewa lineup that's been producing runs for the Cardinals this year. 65-plus RBIs between Shepard, Hankelman, and Reisinger.
Yeah, 66, I believe, is the current count. As Hankelman rips it to right field, and that one is down. That's trouble for North. Cameron Custer roaring around third base. She's looking to come in to score, and Custer slides in for the first run of the day. And it's an RBI triple for Lainey Hankelman, 1-0 the Lady Cards.
Yeah, ripped that one out to right field, hit it really hard. And then you saw those Cameron Custer wheels on display.
Take another look at it in a moment here. As Willa Reisinger will come to the plate.
I think officially it went in the book as a double. Okay.
So we'll give her a double and then advance to third. Willa Reisinger, the senior. Ball one inside.
Yeah, so back-to-back hits for the Cardinals.
And Hankelman now at third. Still with just one out. Strike on the inner portion of the plate. 2-0. Excuse me, 1-1 count on Willa Reisinger. 1-0 lead for the Lady Cards here in the home half of the first inning. Willa lifts one foul along the first baseline and out of play. One ball, two strike count. Runner at third. Solid contact brings in the second run of the game.
Willa's goal here is a productive out, if nothing else, but definitely wants to get the base hit here.
Grounds one foul. We'll stay at 1-2. Cameron Custer, courtesy running for Lauren Shepard, came in to score that first run of the game.
And I think even a ground ball to the right side here, second base, should get the run in.
First baseman playing up. Called strike two. Strike three, excuse me, for the second out of the inning. And again, it's that
That's
inner edge.
That's inside, for sure.
So Taylor Schmidt.
But you know, the best pitch a pitcher can throw is one the umpire calls for a strike.
Yeah.
That the batter doesn't want to swing.
1-0 on Taylor Schmidt, playing left field, often in center for coaches Secora and Faraday. Two outs, runner at third. Ducking away from that one, 2-0. to Taylor Schmidt. Two outs, runner at third, 1-0 lead for Chi High. The 2-0 pitch, that one is fouled off from Emma Goldbach. Cardinals, as Coach Faraday mentioned, left a lot of runners stranded yesterday. Trying to change that a bit here today. 2-1 to Taylor Schmidt. Fouls it back. Evens the count at 2-2.
Nice pitch from Goldbach there. She's showing that ability to spot that ball on the inside half, and that's what the umpire likes. Give them what they want, I guess.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third still for Taylor Schmidt. The pitch, and Schmidt lines it to the second baseman. It is caught there for the third out of the inning, but Chi High gets a little damage done after one complete. Our score, Chippewa Falls 1, Eau Claire North nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home, water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High Lady Cardinals softball. Chi High, the Big Rivers Conference champions, hoping to sweep Eau Claire North for this series. 0-1 count, now even at 1-1. Delaney Barrow taking on Olivia Neumuller, the catcher, number 21. Grounded right off the inner side of the cleat, and Neumuller's all right.
I really liked what Neumuller was doing last night behind the dish. A really strong presence for a freshman at the catcher position.
Again, this North team is young. 1-2 fouled off by Neumuller. Emma Goldbach, the pitcher, is due up next. 1-0 lead for Chi High after one complete. The pitch, grounded foul along the third baseline.
Yeah, lots of sophomores and freshmen out on the field for the Huskies. Look for them to be a force in a couple years.
Absolutely. Again, this is a well-coached program. Called strike three. Another punch out for Delaney Barrow. That's the first out of the inning and her second strikeout. As now she'll face Emma Goldbach. Goldbach, the pitcher, number 11, takes a called strike. Nothing in one. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Swinging strike two. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. The 0-2 pitch upstairs. 1-2 from Delaney Barrow.
Nice spot high in the zone on 0-2 there. Maybe get her to chase.
Emma Goldbach, pitching counterpart. Takes a call. Strike three, a backwards K. Two in a row for Delaney Barrow.
Even Delaney was a little surprised by that one. A little high.
That now is her third strikeout. Lillian Stinnett, who pitched last night, first baseman number 8, Right-handed hitter. Hits the first one right in front of the plate. Lauren Shepard is going to glove and throw to first in time to Allie Geist. And that'll end the top of the second with our score remaining. Chippewa Falls 1, Eau Claire North nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
Well, they brought it back a little bit earlier than we did. Our apologies, but bottom of the second, one pitch, one swing, one knock. Because that's McKenna Benish.
Yeah, real nice line drive up the middle by Benish, just going with the pitch.
So Benish, a leadoff single. Now Gracie Amundson. Swing and a miss on the first offering from Emma Goldbach. 0-1 count, runner at first. Showing bunt, she will lay it down in front of the third baseline. Throw to first, it's dropped. And first and second with no one out for the Lady Cards.
I'm happy to see that there. I'd like to see the Cards do a lot more of that. Especially now, Musser coming up to bat too. So somebody can put it on the
court. So Amundson and Benish aboard with Kendall Musser, another lefty at the plate. No one out. Cardinals already leading 1-0.
That top of the order looming for the Cards.
The 0-1 pitch from Goldbach. There's another bunt laid down. Throw to first in time, but advances the runners. Musser does her job well.
Mission accomplished.
So the sack bunt from Kendall Musser for the first out of the inning. But now Benish at third and Amundson at second. And Delaney Barrow looking to help her cause. She will dig in from the right side with two in scoring position. Her team already leading 1-0. Big cut at the first one from Goldbach. Swing to miss. 0-1.
Yeah, the Cards have not had a problem swinging at the first pitch today.
When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Fouled back off the top of the catcher's helmet. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. That's the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Barrow goes down to her counterpart on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order.
Yeah, Goldbach making some good pitches here, trying to get out of the jam. It would definitely be in her best interest to leave those runners right out in the bases.
Second and third for Romanowski with two outs. Hits it foul along the first baseline. And the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, available free local delivery. That's your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Showing bunt once again, pulling it back. 1-1 count on Georgia Romanowski. Facing Emma Goldbach. Two outs, runners at second and third. 1-1 count, the pitch. looking to frame it. The catcher, Neumuller. Umpire says ball two.
It'd be interesting what they're going to do if Georgia were to get on here, like with Walk, what they would do with Shepard.
Would you consider walking in a run just because of how dangerous Lauren is?
I think three it's almost one. Getting to that point with Lauren.
And that 625 OBP and a 500 batting average. She's one for one so far already today. 3-1 hitters count. Two out, runners at second and third. First base is open. That's low and in the dirt. And George Romanowski is on board to load the bases for the Lady Cards. And that brings up Lauren Shepard in a big spot here in the second. Lauren striding.
The one thing that probably keeps them from walking in here is how well Henkelman has been hitting lately.
Yeah.
If she was struggling, they probably wouldn't think twice about putting her on.
So the base is loaded, and Lauren takes ball one.
That protection behind power hitters is so important. And that, you know, Henkelman's been doing such a great job in that role this year.
Lauren Shepard can break this game open very early on. She hits one high out to right field that's hanging up in the air in foul territory and drifts over to the fence. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, real long run for the right fielder there. I'm not quite sure where second and first base were. It's almost impossible for the right fielder to get from where she was at.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one ball, one strike, two outs, bases loaded. The pitch from Goldbach. Ball too high. Lauren will keep getting opportunities here. Our dugout smile cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Two ball, one strike count. Lauren grounds it to the pitcher, Goldbach. She throws to Lillian Sinette at first.
Wow.
And that gets a bases loaded jam cleared for the Eau Claire North Huskies. After two complete, our score remains North, nothing. Chippewa Falls, one. It's a 1-0 lead for the Lady Cards. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
After last year's section one. Well, the eagle eyes of Lucas Reisinger informing me that across the way here at Casper Park, McDonald leading 4-0 in the third over Shell Lake. The Lakers, of course, down by McDonald in a sectional final last year as the Lady Macs advanced to state in Division 4. Division 1 teams here, Eau Claire North, and your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals with Delaney Barrow in the circle for coaches Sakura and Faraday. It's a 1-0 lead, but you were mentioning before the break, that was a huge out for Emma Goldbach of Eau Claire North. Bases loaded, jam. Chi High's best hitter at the plate, and she induces a ground out right back to the circle.
Yeah, very easily could be 5-0 right now.
Instead, it's just a 1-0 game. Imani Woodruff, second baseman. Big cut at the first offering from Delaney Barrow. Woodruff batting in the eighth spot for Coach Fitch. Second baseman, as we mentioned, the DP Everly Berg coming up next. Barrow finds that inner edge. 1-1. A Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City, where it's constant smiles and fun with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. It's MetropolisResort.com. Another strikeout for Delaney Barrow. That is her fourth already, Lucas. One away as she's working quickly through this order the first time.
Yeah, North has had a tough go at it the last couple of days, having Willa last night and now facing Barrow. Those are two hard-throwing pitchers.
10 strikeouts for Risinger last night. 1-0. That is fouled up and out of play. 1-1 against Everly Berg, the DP, number 9, batting in that 9 spot for Eau Claire North. One count, fouled up and away. One ball, two strikes now. As Lauren Shepherd sends it back to the circle. Left-handed hitting Everly Berg. 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Staying alive in this at-bat. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Pitch upstairs, 2-2 from Delaney Barrow.
Good spot from Delaney there. Almost got her swing in.
2-2 count, one away. Bases open for Eau Claire North. Barrow comes home with the pitch. That one is grounded to Georgia Romanowski. Gloves, takes a little crow hop, throws to first, and Allie Geis for the second out of the inning. Georgia with plenty of time to gather herself and, as usual, a rocket.
Georgia has the type of arm that she could probably drop it, pick it back up, and still make it happen.
I believe you. Brings up the top of the order now with Abby Kosterman. She had a ground out to the aforementioned Georgia Romanowski her first time up. Kosterman, another lefty, so bookend lefties in the 9-1 spots for the North Huskies. She will reach out to slap that one to third base, and quickly on top of the play, the Lady Cardinals and McKenna Benish. That will end the top of the third after 2.5. Our score remains Chippewa Falls 1, Eau Claire North nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Lenny Hankelman pops up the first pitch she sees for the first out of the inning. Brings up Willa Risinger. Hankelman had that big double that she ended up stretching into third. Her first time up is Willa Risinger. Five holes the third baseman, and she's aboard with another base hit.
Hit it hard there. Got on the third baseman, Helen, really quickly.
Left fielder, Taylor Schmidt.
Taylor Schmidt. Hitting in the five spot. Her team leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Ball low. Risinger playing right field, after striking out 10 in the circle yesterday. The 1-0 pitch from Bachman.
Going back, excuse me. They did call that an error on the third baseman, Helen. But the, officially, but still, they hard will hit take ball. They will take the base runners however they can get them.
2-0 as that one is grounded to Helen. Helen throws to first in time. Schmidt is retired, but advances the runner to scoring position. Score that one 5-3. Risinger advances to second and brings up McKenna Benish. Benish digging in for the right side with a runner in scoring position. That slim 1-0 lead. Ball inside, 1-0.
Typically, when Willis pitching, she'll have a courtesy runner for her, but not tonight. But she's a fine base runner, though.
Get to show off the wheels a little bit here. 1-0 pitch, fouled off by Benish.
A couple of years ago, I would not have said that, but the speed has come along. I guess playing volleyball and basketball has helped those leg muscles.
Another advantage of being a multi-sport athlete. 1-1 count, 2 away, a runner at second for Benish. Benish will lift one to center field. It's a long run, and it's not going to get there. Coming in to score is Willa Risinger. It is 2-0 Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, Benish is swinging a hot bat, swinging with a lot of confidence right now. And Willa scoring
double.
Easily on that one.
2-for-2 on the day, McKenna Benish.
Second baseman, Gracie Amundson.
Now Gracie Amundson coming to the plate. For Chai High. Trying to do some more damage here in the third as she'll foul the first one off. Nothing and one the count. So a 2-0 lead for Chai High. Swing and a miss for Amundson.
Nice pitch. Change up there.
Facing Emma Goldbach. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest concrete, longest lasting concrete, with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Fouled off. Still nothing in two for Grace Amundson. O-2 count. Two away, but still a runner in scoring position at second. Amundson grounds it down the third baseline. Helen throws to first in plenty of time, and that'll end the third inning, but not before Chai High plates another one. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chippewa Falls softball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Lucas Risinger, Trayton Hoym, our WOGO Studios audio producer back in Howie. We are in the top of the fourth, Chai High and Eau Claire North. Addie Parker, left-handed batting first baseman, 1-for-1 on the day, and she swings at the first pitch she sees, and she'll drop it into the grass in shallow right. A 2-for-2 day so far for Parker, and she's aboard.
Yeah, the first at-bat, that ball didn't go very far, but a little bit farther there, got the grass.
Delaney Helland now at the plate for Coach Fitch North. Third baseman takes a big cut, fouls it off. Runner on board with a 2-0 lead for Chi High. 0-1 pitch. That one is hit well and deep. Willa Reisinger has it measured near the CF logo in right center field. And she will make the grab for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, well struck ball there. Just right at Willa. A few steps to her right there.
Brings up Hadley Sullivan, the freshman center fielder, number 12. She had a ground out to second her first time up. Probably hear the wind in our microphones here. It's a chilly day here at Casper. Bunted along the third baseline, foul. And the runners will return. 0-1 counts.
I think Lauren waited another half second to pick up that ball.
Yeah. Again,
it was fair for quite a while.
Smart play by the senior. Nothing in one with one out and one on. The Eau Claire North Huskies and Hadley Sullivan, the center fielder. 2-0 lead for Chi High. Ball high, 1-1 from Delaney Barrow.
I mentioned this almost every time, but having Lauren as your catcher really shuts down an opposing team's running game.
Yes. Cannon for an arm, 1-1, fouled off. 1-2, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Barrow looking for that fifth strikeout. The 1-2 pitch is fouled off along the first baseline.
Yeah, and runners just don't even attempt to run against Lauren.
So the runner staying put at first with one out. A 1-2 count. Barrow comes home with the pitch. That one is dropped into right field, and that's a base hit. Throw to second, not in time. First and second with one out. Good piece of hitting by Hadley Sullivan as she stays alive in that at-bat and wins it.
Yeah, Willa came up throwing in right field there. Had a play at second base, but Parker getting in there. Having to get dirty to get in there.
So Neumiller now coming to the plate. She struck out her first time up back in the second. We're in the fourth. Chi High leading 2-0, but the go-ahead run is now at the plate. And Olivia Neumiller. Still just one out. Swing and a miss on the first offering from Delaney Barrow. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. That's Grace Home Respiratory. 0-1, another swinging strike.
Yeah, she hasn't proven that ability to lay off the rise ball there. Or high inside fastball, whatever you want to call it.
This would be an important second out. Delaney Barrow. 0-2, fouled back.
Three straight pitches from Barrow in the exact same spot. Neumiller getting a little piece of that last one.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues now with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. 0-2 pitch. That one is high, ball one. Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care. Now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages, schedule your free consultation today at CristoOrthodontics.com. That's CristoOrthodontics.com. Delaney Barrow, the 1-2 pitch. That one is hit along the third baseline, touching the bag for one. Throw to first in time. Not quite. Good job by Benish getting the leadoff runner at third for the second out of the inning. And the throw just didn't quite beat out the runner, Neumiller. So she reaches on the fielder's choice. Two away now, runners at first and second on Emma Goldbach, the pitching counterpart for Delaney Barrow. Goldbach, number 11, right-handed hitter, struck out in the second.
Definitely wants to help herself right here.
Still just a 2-0 game. North right in this against Chippewa Falls, the Big Rivers champs. There's a loud out that's all the way back to right. And that's going to tie this game. Goldbach digs in for a stand-up double. We are knotted at two. And she ripped it out to left field all the way back to the fence.
And that's what you call helping yourself.
Indeed. So now second base with two outs.
Great effort out there by Kendall Musser. Just a little bit too far for her to go.
Coach Faraday talked about two-out hitting. He said that's just one of those disciplines in softball. You have to be able to do it. Norris certainly showing the ability to do it there as Lillian Sinet fouls off the first pitch that she sees. Again, Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille welcoming them to Crystal Orthodontics. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. It's crystalorthodontics.com. 1-1, the count.
Sinet had a nice hit at the end of the game yesterday.
Ball high from Barrow.
That started the chain of events with the throw at home.
Yeah, certainly an exciting finish to that one, that 4-1 victory. Swing and a miss, 2-2.
That was power and power there. Nice cut from Sinet, hard pitch from Barrow.
Best contact of the night so far. The Huskies hitters this time against Delaney Barrow, but she can get out of it here. There's a hot shot to Benish at third, throws to first in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning, but not before. Eau Claire North gives us a brand new ball game. We're back in 60 seconds. It's North 2, Chi High 2, back in 60 seconds.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch six different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Kendall Musser at the plate for the Lady Cards. Batting in the eighth spot.
Looking to put the ball on the ground and use her speed here.
There's a lot of speed on this Cardinal team. 2-2 game now here in the bottom of the fourth. Musser takes strike one from Goldbach, who really helped her cause with that two RBI double, and we'll see if that gives her an injection of confidence here. 0-1. This one is right back to the pitcher Goldbach. She will glove and throw to first, and Musser is retired for the first out of the inning.
Let's see if Delaney here can return the favor here.
Barrow struck out in the second. That's her lone at bat so far. Two-two game here in the fourth. The pitch, Barrow fouls it off.
Yeah, the key for Barrow here is just staying within herself. I know she wants to get those runs back right now, but getting on base would be the most important thing.
0-1 count. With one out, trying to turn it back to the top of the order, Delaney Barrow. Barrow pops one up, and that is playable for the second baseman, Imani Woodruff. Second out of the inning.
Back to the top of the order here.
Georgia Romanowski. She has a strikeout and a walk in her first two at-bats. Lauren Shepard on deck if Georgia's able to reach. Two away. Moving up in the box, trying to slap it. Swing and a miss for Georgia Romanowski against Goldbach. Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modified Superstocks, and USRA Late Models battle it out on the track. 1-1 now.
Just missed low on that pitch. You can see the confidence out of Goldbach after that big hit.
Yeah. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. RedCedarSpeedway.com. It's RedCedarSpeedway.com. The 1-1 to Romanowski. Sails in low, 2-1. Georgia the lefty. Facing the right-handed pitcher, Emma Goldbach. 2-1. Romanowski lifts this one out foul along the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office. Royal Credit Union, insured by NCUA. 2-2, 3-2 now. Full count here. Georgia Romanowski with the bases empty. And two away. Trying to get it to Lauren Shepherd with a base runner. The 3-2 pitch. Gets a piece of that one. Foul along the third baseline. Georgia just trying to will that one to hang in fair.
And I tell you what, before that ball hit the ground and left foul territory, Georgia was already running around first base.
That would have been an easy stand-up double for Georgia. Do it again. Full count. Take your base. Romanowski works a walk. And now Lauren Shepherd, two out hitting needed. But Lauren has a base runner aboard here in the fourth in this tie 2-2 ball game.
Now, interesting here. I would think you would put Georgia in motion here. But if Georgia were to steal that base, they would walk Shepherd with first base open. So
yeah.
Maybe you don't steal so you can get some hacks out of Shepherd here.
Romanowski, her second straight walk. Now a two away, Lauren Shepherd digs in. Takes the ball outside, dropped by the catcher. Georgia will stay put for the time being. 1-0 count. Other side of Casper Park in the fifth, 5-0 lead for Chippewa Falls McDonald over the Shell Lake Lakers. 1-0 count. Shepherd takes ball two. And Goldbach's thinking, the two outs here don't give Lauren anything she can drive. The senior catcher digs in from the right. 2-0, blocked well by Neumueller behind the dish.
Might just be looking to walk her the old-fashioned way here.
So Shepherd with a 3-0 count. If anybody would have a green light on a 3-0, it'd be Lauren.
Absolutely.
As she will hit this one well out to deep right center field, it is drifting foul and out beyond the fence along the first baseline. 3-1. Lauren took a rip at it. Grace Home Respiratory, a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. That's Grace Home Respiratory. Lauren Shepherd, again, slicing it foul. 3-2. Goldbach working back into this at bat.
Goldbach has made some nice pitches
she
against Shepherd today. Definitely no fear going at the slugger.
Lauren looking for her second hit of the day. She's 1-for-2. Full counts. Goldbach against Shepherd, the payoff pitch. That one misses inside. Take your base. Couple walks in a row worked by Chai High hitting. And now that brings up the dangerous Laney Henkelman. Here in the fourth in a 2-2 ball game with two outs. Henkelman had a double in the first. Cameron Custer will come in again for Lauren Shepherd. She scored the first run of the game.
Yeah, I think if you're North, you feel okay with just giving up a walk to Shepherd there.
Hinkleman, that double brought in the first run of the game. Takes ball one from Emma Goldbach.
any ball that hits the green will get Romanowski in.
You can almost say that when she's at first, to be honest.
Yeah.
At second, absolutely. And speaking of hitting the green, that's what Lainey Hankelman will do as it's dropped in left center field, and Georgia Romanowski gets home almost before we can even switch the camera angle to catch it. It is 3-2, Chippewa Falls. As Hankelman, her second RBI of the day, and she stands at first with two outs.
Nice try by Parker out in left there, but just hit too hard.
That had a smoke trail. And Willa Reisinger, RBI opportunity herself.
Yeah, and Custer the same way. If it gets on the green, she's probably scoring too.
So Cameron Custer has advanced to second. Hankelman at first. Willa Reisinger fouls one off as she takes a big cut. And the first offering from Goldbach. Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wissota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modified, Superstocks, and USRA Late Models battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. That's RedCedarSpeedway.com. Inside pitch.
One and one. They're trying to get her to chase.
And the fellow pitcher doesn't even flinch at that one, coming in near the shins. Willa Reisinger, with runners at first and second, two outs, takes a called strike. Good pitch there from Goldbach. One ball, two strike count for Reisinger, this senior pitcher and right fielder. Two outs. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Goldbach to end the inning. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Sop on WOGO Sports. The Lady Cards regain the lead 3-2.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Imani Woodruff, second baseman, at the plate, showing bunt, pulls it back. Facing Delaney Barrow. Ball one from Barrow. Woodruff has a strikeout in her lone at bat in the third. 3-2 Chi High lead, and I don't know that you'd call it anything like an insurance run this early, Lucas, but certainly getting some run support helps give confidence to Delaney Barrow as she's really throwing smoke here. 1-1. 2-1, excuse me.
2-1, yep.
Imani Woodruff, number 20, the second baseman, bats from the right. She hits this one out to right field. That's going to drop into the grass in shallow right center for a base hit.
That's been North's favorite spot.
I was going to say, that's been where they've hit it. Too long to run up for the outfielders, and Woodruff is aboard with a base hit.
I tell you what, if you played a rover position in high school softball, those would be caught.
Brings up the lefty, Everly Berg. DP, ball upstairs. Woodruff seems to have some good speed dancing away from first, but again, will anybody test the arm of Lauren Shepard?
In this ballgame, no.
3-2 lead for Chi High. Showing bunt, fouling it back, 1-1. Berg, the nine hitter, Abby Kosterman, hits at the top of the order, and she's due up next.
Yeah, Berg has one job and one job only here. Got to get that runner to second base.
One ball, one strike for Berg. Ball two. Delaney Barrow, Chi High Jr. in the circle. She's going all short sleeves just like Georgia. 2-1. Bunt laid down nicely. Lauren Shepard throws to first and plenty of time for Geist. Actually, Gracie Amundson covering the bag.
That's exactly what she was looking to do. Pass the bat to Kosterman with a runner in scoring position. And Woodruff has speed. She'll be scoring from second on a single.
So Woodruff advances on the sack bunt. Well laid down by Berg for the first out of the inning.
Arm-wise in the outfield, Willa probably with the strongest arm out there in the right.
Abby Kosterman has been retired each time, which is just two so far that she's faced Delaney Barrow, the first and the third.
Kosterman is a dangerous hitter, though, with her speed and coming from the left side there.
Showing bunts as she will foul it off to even the count at 1-1. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. And that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. Ball two.
Just missed there. Barrow wanted it.
Two balls, one strike. Delaney Barrow against Abby Kosterman. Runner in scoring position for North. Could tie this game at three. The pitch. Ball three. 3-1 count.
Same spot as the last one. Some consistency from the umpire there.
Yeah. Delaney Barrow now. Digs in on the rubber. The pitch. That one is grounded along the third base line. Good hard throw from third to first. And did Allie Geist come off the bag?
No, the umpire just called her safe. That was a bang bang play down there.
Yeah, Benish, hard throw from third, but now first and third with just one out for Eau Claire North.
Makes us see what they do with the first third situation here.
Talk about Kosterman's athleticism. Beating out what looked to be a pretty solid throw. And Addie Parker, who is 2-for-2 on the day, now licking her chops with a first and third and one out situation.
I think if Kosterman were to take off here, I'm not sure what Shepard would do.
1-0, call strike. 1-1.
Usually what the Cardinals would do in a situation like this is have the runner go and try to get caught in a pickle of some sort. This is a chess match right here.
See what the North coaching staff elects to do here. 1-1 count. This one is hit well out to center field. Glove there. The throw to Georgia Romanowski. The cutoff, no throw, and we are tied 3-3. The RBI from Addie Parker.
Addie Parker's had a real nice game so far. Two hits and a sack fly.
Third baseman Delaney Helland.
Brings up Delaney Helland. And that one was, again, well hit out there to Musser in center.
And Delaney Helland, lots of power here. Got to watch out for her.
She flew out to right her last time up, struck out her first time up against Barrow. Grounds one to third. Benish gloves, throws to first in plenty of time. And that will end the fifth, but not before we reset and have another new ball game. 5.5 complete. It's Chi High 3, Eau Claire North 3. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Taylor Schmidt at the plate as we start the bottom of the fifth, takes ball one from Goldbach. He's pitched well. Talk about Delaney Barrow getting run support. Goldbach now has the same. 3-3 game, off speed, 2-0.
Yeah, one thing I've seen out of Goldbach is just that no-fear mentality. She's getting on the rubber, getting in the circle, and going right after the Chippewa batters.
Looks comfortable. She's not taking a lot of time. 2-0. Taylor Schmidt pops this one up just beyond the dirt and stumbling a little bit but making the catch with a grin on her face, Abby Kosterman. And that's one away for Chi High. So Schmidt is retired. That brings up McKenna Benish.
And in this game, North is playing with house money here. They're playing pretty carefree, pretty relaxed.
Benish, who's had a solid glove over there at third. 5-6-7, two up, and Benish line drive all the way back to the fence. Benish digging in for seconds. And it's a stand-up double for McKenna Benish.
Benish has been by far the hottest hitter for the Cards right now. Her and Hankelman.
And that's what you need, that middle of your order, bottom of the order. Got to be able to get some production there.
So got a pitch.
Zoe Darley to run second base.
Number sounds like Zoe Darley, I believe.
Yeah, number 8, a freshman, I believe.
And good to see and call out some different names here. So Darley now at second for Benish with one out.
Yeah, Benish, wow, swinging a hot bat right now.
Now Gracie Amundson, second baseman, junior, hitting 250, 329 OBP with 13 runs batted in for number 5, the righty. Now the opportunity for the Lady Cards for another lead change here. Cards have led since the beginning, but North has worked back to tie now twice. Bottom of the fifth here at Casper Park, Big Rivers Conference finale. 3-3 game, one out, runner at second. Foul tip back for Amundson. And you know, you just mentioned that rivalry, Lucas, between Chi High and North, and with the Cards winning the conference championship outright, you know North would still like to play spoiler in a way and say, let's leave a little sour taste in your mouth, ending your conference slate with a home loss. Chi High would love to have just that one conference setback that was in the first week of the season to Hudson. They split with the Raiders, haven't lost in conference since. That led to the title. They're 19th in the last 27 seasons. 0-2 count now on Amundson. Ball low and in the dirt. 1-2.
Yeah, and even in that game against Hudson, they had a 5-1 lead in the seventh inning.
And saw it slip away. Hudson's a dangerous team. They can hit. 1-2 grounded along the third baseline.
Hudson's been really hot lately. They've been winning a lot of games.
It'll be
a tough one in the sectional. I'd have to think they'd be
probably top four.
Top three or four in the sectional for sure.
One ball, two strike count for Gracie Amundson. The pitch and low below the knees. 2-2. Gracie stands out for a practice cut. Zoe Darley, the freshman, at second in scoring position with just one out. Thanks to the double from McKenna Benish. 2-2, foul back. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass. Two balls, two strikes, one out for Gracie Amundson in this 3-3 game in the fifth. Goldbach the pitch, swing and a miss. That is her fifth strikeout, and now two away. Cards trying not to leave a runner stranded.
Caleb, I was just taking a quick peek at some of the scores across the BRC tonight. One-run games are very common this evening.
Everybody knows, again, your conference finale. You want to go out on a high note in this ultra-competitive conference.
and the seating meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah, always interesting to see where all that will shake out. Kendall Musser batting in the eighth spot. Showing bunt. And
this run is really big out at second base. Darley's run is really big here.
3-3 game. Kendall Musser playing center, the sophomore. Number six. Facing Goldbach. The Eau Claire North Huskies. Two away with that runner at second as Goldbach comes home with the pitch. Fouled off the catcher's mask and over toward us.
Yeah, one of those one-run games in the BRC is Eau Claire Memorial up 5-4 over Hudson in
really?
Eau Claire.
That would not have been on my BRC bingo card for
not,
today.
Not the way Hudson's been playing lately.
1-2 count. Two outs for Kendall Musser. Ball upstairs, and that one's going to get away from the catcher, and now easily into scoring position, Zoe Darley. She moves to third in a 2-2 count on Musser.
The other thing that you have happen sometimes late in the season, you have senior nights, you have seniors playing their last home game maybe, and wanting to go out with a bang.
Called strike three on Kendall Musser, and a big punch out for Eau Claire North. As we end the fifth, tied at three, we are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Lucas Reisinger with you at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Trayton Hoym is our WOGO Radio producer. Thank you to Sam Aberle getting the video set up. All the shots that you see on our YouTube channel. And it's a 1-0 count here. Ball missing 2-0 on Hadley Sullivan. She is 1-for-2 on the day. The ground out to second, her first time up in the first, but then in the fourth, singled and later scored a run. And runs have been at a premium, Lucas, here, three apiece.
Yeah, I was just going to check pitch counts on both pitchers, too. Getting into that, zone there.
Four-pitch walk.
Looked like two out of those four were really nice, but again, it's what the umpire calls.
And so here in the top of the sixth, tied at three, Olivia Neumuller comes to the plate with a runner at first.
I think Barrow at 77 pitches, Goldbach up around 91. So they're both probably approaching the end of the line here.
We'll have a quick conference here.
I think Willis coming in.
So Delaney Barrow will exit. After a fine pitching performance, she ends with four strikeouts. And Willa Reisinger will move in from right field to take the circle for Chai High here in the top of the sixth.
It may take Willa a little bit of time to get warmed up here. I saw her warming up a couple innings ago behind the dugout.
Yeah, we'll take a quick 30-second break here and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
So Willa Risinger, who struck out 10 last night, comes into the game in a big spot here in relief of Delaney Barrow. Top of the sixth, none out, one at first. We're in a 3-3 ball game. That shifts up the outfield slightly as Delaney Barrow will move from the circle to left field. And Taylor Schmidt will switch from left to right with Kendall Musser still in center. As Willa Risinger getting loose.
Well, hopefully Willa can pick up where she left off yesterday.
Okay. Not only needs to get six outs. Yeah.
Conditions are a lot different right now, though.
Needs six outs and some run support.
And I do see Sinet throwing in the Huskies bullpen.
All right, so we may see switches on both sides.
It'd be a rematch of last night.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Olivia Neumuller with a runner at first, looking to bunt and pops it along the third baseline. Willa Risinger quickly ahead of the count, 0-1.
Yeah, if you see a batter bunting, if you can get it in on their hands, that's a real tough one for them to deal with, especially with the speed Willa's coming at.
Nothing in one with a runner at first. No outs here in the sixth, tied at three. Line drive is going to get down in the grass to Delaney Barrow. She'll throw it back into third. And first and seconds. Threat mounting here for Eau Claire North with no one out. Brings up Emma Goldbach, and she had that two RBI double her last time up in the fourth that tied the game at two.
You need to dial up a double play here, Caleb.
That would be helpful, trying to clear these bases. Goldbach takes strike one from Willa Risinger. Her third at bat. Emma Goldbach, who's looked pretty comfortable in the circle today. Done a nice job for Eau Claire North. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two.
A runner down at second base. Who's the runner down at second base? Sullivan.
Sullivan, yes.
Yeah, getting a huge lead at second.
Risinger, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a big punch out for the first out of the inning. Willa Risinger comes in and takes care of Goldbach.
It's been a good matchup here. Sinet got that double off of Willa last night.
Sinet, who may be coming in to pitch, as she takes strike one from Willa Risinger.
What's up? A different look on Willa's face with that last pitch there.
0-1 count, one away. Runners at first and second.
She's bringing some gas right now.
Nothing in two.
She's got to not make this pitch too good here. You don't want to give Sinet something to drive.
0-2 count, Risinger. Runners at first and second. Off speed, 1-2.
A little high on that changeup, though. Good change of speed. Coming back now with something hard should get Sinet to...
She rocks back. The pitch fouled up and away and playable along the third baseline for the second out of the inning. Benish gloves it smoothly. And Sinet is retired. Now to Imani Woodruff, who singled her last time up. But two away, Risinger hoping to strand two Huskies here in the sixth. bumped along the first baseline, gets away from the first baseman. Geisbach there to retrieve it is Amundson. She flips it to first, and that will end the sixth as Risinger does her job. Stranding two. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Our score, Chi-High 3, Eau Claire North 3, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Cardinals half of the sixth here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Lillian Sinet, you were telling me off the air what you saw in her last night as she pitched well, but comes up with the loss facing Willa Risinger for the Cards last night, who struck out 10.
Yeah, what Sinet's going to do is look to get ahead in the count and then kind of spin it up in the zone and get batters to chase. If the Cards are disciplined and get her to throw it in the zone, they should have great success.
So 3-3 game. Chi-High jumped out to a one-run lead in the first, then led 2-0 after three. But North coming back with two runs in the fourth. Tied at two. Chi-High regained the lead in the bottom of the fourth, 3-2. Scoreless on both sides in the fifth. Now tied at three with Delaney Barrow at the plates for the Lady Cards. Barrow in the eighth spot. Kendall Musser on deck. 8-9-1 due up here for the Lady Cards. Tied at three with the Eau Claire North Huskies. The pitch grounded right back to Sinet. Woodruff.
A way to get it started.
Throw to first, not in time.
That had to feel good for Barrow.
Yeah, Barrow busting it up the first baseline. That was just a tough play with a little bit of a bobble there by Woodruff.
And I assume Georgia's going to be bunting this ball to get Barrow in scoring position.
I should have corrected myself. 9-1-2 due up as Romanowski will bunt the throw to first. Georgia nearly beats it out, but does advance the runner just like she should.
A hard bunt to the pitcher that you almost beat out. That's impressive.
So Romanowski, the sack bunt for the first out of the inning. And brings up the dangerous bat of Lauren Shepherd with Delaney Barrow over at second. Lauren has a single, a ground out, and a walk to her credit today. First pitch, line drive right over the bag at second. And that's going to bring in the fourth run of the game. We are no longer tied. Lauren Shepherd breaks through for the Lady Cards with a run-scoring single, and it's 4-3 Chi-High.
Sinet was lucky to get out of the way of that one. That would have hurt.
Take another look at that one in a moment here on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay. With Henkelman coming up, Custer now going to be running at first. Lauren Shepherd wasting no time. Lenny Henkelman.
One of the big things, these batters all saw quite a bit of Sinet last night. Some of the batters for North have not seen Willa last night.
0-1 count on Laney Henkelman. Upstairs, and that's going to allow Custer to take second. So now a runner in scoring position with a 1-1 count on Lainey Hankam. And Lainey's day, run scoring single in the first, popped out to second in the third, then a run scoring single in the fourth. Two driven in for Lainey Hankelman. Makes a called strike, 1-2. Lainey a chance for her third RBI and third hit of the day. The talented junior DP. Trying to add a little insurance with Chi High already regaining the lead, 4-3. Ball high, 2-2. Caleb Swenson, Lucas Reisinger with you on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Trayton Hoym, our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Hallie. 2-2 pitch to Hankelman, that's grounded foul down the third baseline. Seeding comes out soon for Division One, already out for McDonald softball. Our plan, technology, and sponsors willing is to simultaneously have video broadcasts of Chi High and McDonald throughout the duration of the playoffs. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Sinet gets the better of Hankelman in that matchup, and that's the second out of the inning.
And that's the pitch that Sinet likes to go to up out of the zone to get batters to chase with two strikes.
So Willa Reisinger reached on an error in the third, strikeouts in the first and fourth. Hungry for one here with a runner in scoring position and two outs could certainly help her cause by adding an insurance run. Makes a called strike. Cameron Custer is at second right now. Facing Sinets for the first time in this game. Two outs, one on, one in so far. The 0-1 pitch, that is fouled up and out of play. Good hustle by Olivia Neumuller. 0-2.
Got to watch the high out of the zone from Sinet here. That's where she's going to go.
Nothing in two, with two outs and a runner at second. That's Custer. Talk about high and out of the zone. Making Willa lean back just a little bit on that one, 1-2. Reisinger stands back in. The left side of the plate, the right-handed senior. Sinet, 1-2 pitch, and Willa lifts that one out deep to center field. It chases Hadley Sullivan all the way back to the wall, but she makes the grab. But Chi High gets one across as we head to the seventh. Our new score, Chippewa Falls 4, Eau Claire North 3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Time to get away. Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at metropolisresort.com, where the fun never stops.
Chili Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Earlier on, we had our Wurzgala weather check brought to you by Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Third week of May, low 50s, overcast. Maybe not what we would have expected or hoped for, but you never know what you're going to get with Wisconsin weather. Make sure your home stays comfortable all throughout the year with the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thank you to Christine and the crew. Opportunity here for Willa Reisinger and co. to get out of this one here in the top of the seventh. 4-3 game facing the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Eau Claire North. Starting with Everly Berg, the DP, hitting the 9 spot, the lefty. Swing and a miss.
Willa doing her, trying to do her best Mariano Rivera impersonation here.
And again, in a game that doesn't mean anything from the conference standings, you already won it. It's kind of nice to be able to have some high-leverage situations here at the end. 1-1. What can you do to be sharp for the playoffs? And Eau Claire North giving Chi High an opportunity here to try to close one out in a tight ball game. 1-1 pitch. That one is line foul. 1-2 on Berg. Willa Reisinger, the senior, came in the sixth, got a strikeout, got out of a jam. Left a couple stranded. Top of the seventh here. One ball, two strikes. On Berg, the nine hitter. Reisinger comes home with the pitch. That one is grounded along the third baseline. Foul. We'll stay at 1-2. Kind of Benish laying out for that one, but thankfully didn't touch it.
Berg is proving to be pesky here.
And Kosterman and Parker, Abby and Addy, the 1-2 hitters for Eau Claire North. 1-2 pitch from Willisinger. Ball missed outside 2-2.
I like that Willis not grooving it down the middle, but maybe trying to be a bit too fine with those pitches.
Nibbling at the edges a bit. Now the 2-2. That one has popped up high and out of play. Good fight by Berg here at the bottom of the order. She has a ground out to short and Georgia Romanowski in the third, and a sack bunt in the fifth to move the runner along. So one run fifth that tied this game temporarily at three before Chi High got one back in the home half of the sixth. Fouling it off again is Berg.
I'd like to see Willa go with something off speed here.
Two balls, two strikes, none out. Leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the seventh for the Eau Claire North Huskies. Willa Reisinger, Chi High senior, 2-2. That one is grounded towards Georgia Romanowski. A little bit of a bobble, and she will not make the throw.
It's going to go down as an error on Georgia, but a tough hop there.
Hard hit ball by Berg.
That last hop went right up at her face.
And that'll bring up Abby Kosterman, then Addie Parker. As we mentioned before, Berg and Kosterman in the 9-1 spots, a pair of lefties. And now a runner at first, showing bunts, hitting it foul is Kosterman.
That was marked in the game changer as a single.
All right.
Not an error on Romanowski.
I will correct that in my distinctly unofficial book here.
I think that's taking into account that really bad hop at the end, but if that's a play we see Georgia make time and time again.
0-1 count on Kosterman, the shortstop. Showing bunt, pulls it back, and ball one. Coach Sikora, not super wild about that call. Oh, no, excuse me. It's 0-2. Reisinger.
No, I think.
Maybe
I
the
think
scoreboard.
A lot of those pitches were called. Were called balls, and I. Jared might have been pushing the button, hoping for that.
So we've got a 1-2 count now. Line to Georgia Romanowski. Throws to second for one. Relay to first. Gets away from Allie Geist. I think the runner beat it out. But the leadoff runner away with one out, so well turned by Georgia Romanowski there. As Kosterman reaches on the fielder's choice, and the Cards two outs away. Three lefties in a row for the Huskies with Addie Parker. Showing bunt, she drops it along the third baseline. No throw needed as it goes foul. 0-1. They're trying to move runners along and also maybe thinking they could induce a throwing error from Chi High. 4-3 lead for the Lady Cards right now over the Huskies. Cardinals looking for their 17th win.
That run by Barrow proving to be pretty important right now.
Showing bunt once again and fouling it back. Is Addie Parker off a blazing fastball from Willa Reisinger. And so is the bunt sign still on for Addie Parker with one out and two strikes?
I think it might be.
Parker on the day started out 2-for-2, then had a sack fly. The lone time she didn't reach, that brought in a run. Little blooper towards Georgia Romanowski. Hard throw to first, a big stretch. Not in time. Quickly out of that box, the lefty Parker, and it's first and second with one out.
I would have liked to seen Benish take that ball there. That's a much tougher play for Georgia.
And a tough throw with all of her momentum. Headed toward the bag at third.
Well, Willa hasn't let a ball out of the infield yet.
Brings up Delaney Helen with some big-time power. And she will foul off the first pitch she sees. Nothing in one for the third baseman. ...0-1 count with one out and two runners on for Eau Claire North. Upstairs, 1-1. Go-ahead run is at first for the Huskies here in the top of the seventh as they try to extend this game. One out for Chai High. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Whistling it by Helen was Willa Reisinger. 1-2 count. Willa would love to win this one. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, she got her a big K for Willa.
I don't know what the radar gun said on those pitches, but they were some of Willa's hardest.
Call it smoke, call it mustard, whatever you want to call it. Heat from Willa Reisinger to get Helen. Brings up Hadley Sullivan, who's been a tough out today. 2-for-2 in her last two trips. Takes a strike inside.
A little smile out of Willa there. I think that was something she didn't expect to be called a strike.
0-1 count with two outs and two on. Fouled off. Reisinger ahead 0-2.
Important here, if you go to the off speed, Shepard's got to squeeze and secure the out here.
4-3 game, Chai High with a one-run lead here in the top of the seventh. Two outs, but two on for Eau Claire North. Hadley Sullivan, the freshman center fielder, at the plate. 0-2 pitch. That one is grounded right back to Willa Reisinger. She will glove, she will throw to first, and Chai High wins it 4-3 here at home to sweep the season set against Eau Claire North. Fielding her position. And Willa gets those hardest three outs, the final three of the game. Well done by the Lady
Cards. Two really nice games out of Chippewa North these last two games. Been fun to watch.
Yeah, just a great rivalry between these two teams. And that one-run lead when you have to protect it. And the winning run is on base. Much easier said than done. But the Lady Cards get it done and win 4-3. We'll be back right after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Don't go away. We'll talk with Go-Ahead Coach Chelsea Sikora. We'll break down this one, give you your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. That's all coming up in moments here on WOGO Sports. Chai High wins it 4-3 over Eau Claire North.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch six different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Chi High co-head coach Chelsea Sikora joins us. Coach, welcome as always. And a game where you already have the conference sewn up. This is one that I would think as a coaching staff, you could say, hey, this sharpens us. This makes us better because we had high leverage situations we had to come through offensively and defensively today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a well-fought game by both teams. It's a tough day to hit again here at Casper Park with the wind blowing in from the north. I thought it was a great softball game, a great softball game to watch by both teams.
What did you think about first your pitching and defense? Delaney Barrow coming in, striking out 4. Willa coming in and getting a couple shutout innings when she needed to.
Absolutely. Delaney did a great job on the mound and keeping them off balance. They never really put the ball in play hard, I would say. You know, they got those little squib hits over second base or a little squibbler through here. Or, you know, that deep fly ball just happened to land directly between our two outfielders. But, I thought she did a great job, and they really didn't square her up, but it's just really nice to have a pitcher like Willa in your back pocket. And even though they saw her quite a few innings yesterday, she's still able to come in and keep them off balance and get some really big outs.
Lucas, I think you were saying, 35 pitches and 27 strikes for Willa, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, again, throwing gas after, you know, going the distance yesterday, too. It's really nice to have the pitching staff that you have here on this team.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's what has really been something that's going to keep us healthy and strong for the postseason is none of our pitchers have had to overthrow. And we know we can win games with a lot of different people on the mound. So we're really fortunate in that way. And I think it really sets us up for being healthy in the postseason.
Something that I know I talked with Coach Faraday about before, too, is how do you get that production with the heavy hitters at the top of your lineup? How do you get production throughout? How do you get production in the middle of the order, the lower part of the order? And starting to see that here, too. There's some pretty hot bats there in 7, 8, 9.
Absolutely. And Benish, we actually moved up to the 6th spot today, and she had been in the 8th spot yesterday, and she, I think, was 3 for 3, if my math is correct.
And you look really smart when you do that as well, too.
So, I mean, she's just squaring up the ball and seeing it really well out of the pitcher's hand, and super fun for her that she's, you know, just seeing a lot of her hard work that she's put into her swing throughout the season kind of showing up here late in the season, hopefully continue on.
And fun as well, too, always to see Zoe Darley and Cameron Custer out there running, and it's important, again, that some of these younger players get out there in important situations, base running as well, too, not just as courtesy runners, but saying, hey, you are a very important part of this team. Base running can sometimes be a forgotten art, but it is an art.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got girls in our dugout that give us an extra step or two on the bases, and softball is a game of inches. So, you know, a runner that's two steps faster on second base with a base hit and two outs, I mean, that can be the difference of a ball game. So we have those players in our dugout, and we'll be using them here as we continue on.
Well, Coach, again, best wishes for the seeding. I know we at Wilgo Sports, we're going to be with you and McDonald simultaneously the rest of the way for the playoffs, and looking forward to seeing everybody finish out this final week of the regular season strong, and already tournament time. It's gone by in a blink of an eye, as always.
Yeah, thank you so much. We love having you here.
Thank you, Head Coach Chelsea Sikora. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports, those 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game coming up in moments here on WOGO. Chi-High wins it 4-3.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson putting a bow on this one momentarily. Coming up, we'll have your 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for Wilgo Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000. Or visit WWT.net. We look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Again, finishing up our regular season slate on Thursday, the red-hot Chi-High Cardinals baseball team has won 10 straight going into today, and have to check the scores in a moment, too, to see if they kept going with that. But they will take on Menominee here at Casper. 4:40 start with Mark Halverson on the call. That will be this Thursday, and that is our already regular season finale. It's gone by in a blur. Thank you so much to all the sponsors making it possible, but to all of those of you who listen on the radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, who watch the live video streams on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate it so much, and would be honored if you would hit that like and subscribe button and bell, respectively, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Tell a friend as well. We're going to take one final break and be back with our post-glass and mirror wrap-up here on WOGO Sports, including those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. That's ahead in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports as the Chi-High Lady Cardinals win it 4-3 to sweep the season series against Eau Claire North. Back in 2 minutes.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch 6 different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Chilly day here at Casper, but the Chi-High Bats got hot when they needed to, winning it 4-3 over Eau Claire North. The Huskies 12-11 on the season. Chi-High 17-7 with just the one conference setback, and that was to Hudson back in the very first week of the season. Our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. Postglassandmirror.com. As we mentioned, our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners, only a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000. Or visit WWT.net. It sounded like this. A lot of innings, but she's pitched effectively when she has. It's a hell of a swing and a miss, and there's the first strikeout of the day.
Took a little bit
for
off
Delaney
that
Barrow. As Hankelman rips it to right field, and that one is down. That's trouble for North. Cameron Custer roaring around third base. She's looking to come in to score, and Custer slides in for the first run of the day. And it's an RBI triple for Lainey Hankelman, 1-0 the Lady Cards.
Those leg muscles.
Another advantage of being a multi-sport athlete. 1-1 count, 2 away, runner at second for Benish. Benish will lift one to center field. It's a long run, and it's not going to get there. Coming in to score is Willa Reisinger. It is 2-0 Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, Benish is swinging a hot bat, swinging with a lot of confidence right now. And Willis scoring double. Easily on that one.
2 for 2 on the day, McKenna Benish. To be honest.
Yeah.
That second, absolutely. And speaking of hitting the green, that's what Lainey Hankelman will do as it's dropped in left center field. And Georgia Romanowski gets home almost before we can even switch the camera angle to catch it. It is 3-2 Chippewa Falls. Miss Hankelman, her second RBI of the day, and she stands at first with two outs.
Nice.
6-7, two up, and Benish line drive all the way back to the fence. Benish digging in for second, and it's a stand-up double for McKenna Benish.
Benish has been by far the hottest hitter for the Cards right now. Her and Hankelman. We're down at second. Sullivan,
yes.
Yeah, getting a huge lead at second.
Reisinger, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a big punch out for the first out of the inning. Willa has a single, a ground out, and a walk to her credit today. First pitch, line drive right over the bag at second. And that's going to bring in the fourth run of the game. We are no longer tied. Lauren Shepherd breaks through for the Lady Cards with a run-scoring single, and it's 4-3 Chi High.
Sinet was lucky to get out of the way of that one. That would have hurt.
Whistling it by Helen was Willa Reisinger. 1-2 count. Willa would love to win this one. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, she got her a big K for Willa.
I don't know what the radar gun said on those pitches, but they were some of Willa's hardest.
And that's how it sounded. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game, finishing off our regular season finale for softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. I'm Caleb Swenson standing in for Mark Halverson this afternoon and evening. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. One final regular season broadcast coming up. Hal will back on the call on Thursday. Red Hot Chi High Baseball trying to finish off their regular season these last couple weeks on a high note and continue to make their case for a very high seed in the postseason tournament. Speaking of tournaments, we will have tournament softball starting 1 week from tonight. Lord willing, technology willing, sponsors willing, we are planning to do Chi High and McDonald softball simultaneously. Both should be here at Casper. McDonald has already received a number one seed. Chi High hoping to get a top two seed. Again, they're in that same regional as Toma, Hudson, and Marshfield in there. But I think talking with Coach Faraday before the game, I think he and Coach Sikora feel like they've certainly made a case for a top two seed and then would be able to host here in the friendly confines of Casper Park, where hopefully it will be a lot warmer by next Tuesday in a regional semi. Thank you so much to our board operator back at the WOGO studios and Hallie, Mr. Trayton Hoym. Thank you to Lucas Reisinger for his wonderful gift of his time, talents, and expertise all throughout this softball season. We're looking forward to continuing it in the playoffs. Once again, your final score, Chippewa Falls 4, Eau Claire North 3. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinal Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.